This is Mr. Sharma, technician at the airport radar.
Oh. When I went to MIT, I challenged that, where is that technological department where a dead man can be brought into life? It was interesting to see the student gathered. This body is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as machine. Do you know that? This body is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as machine. Jantra Rudhani Maya. Ishara Sarvabhutana Jiddhesha Arjuna Tishthati. Raman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rudhani Maya. Just like you make a tool by driving a motor car. Similarly, the Jivatma is tooling all over the universe, riding on this machine. This is machine. So, Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare. Jantra Rudhani Maya. This is machine, this body. Machine made by the material energy, as all other machines are made by the kitty of the mortal form. Hot water, air, fire. These are the ingredients. Any machine. Suppose it is made of iron. The iron is another form of heart. So, as all other machines are made with these material elements, similarly, this body is also made with the material elements. And it is jantra. It is particular elements. But this jantra is not ordinary jantra. You cannot make it. But it is jantra, it is made by somebody, and the ingredients are the material elements. So where is that technology? It is made of matter, and it is made by somebody, as other machines are made with the material, and made by somebody. So where is that advancement of technology? The motor car when stops, the technology department can repair it and again it runs. So where is that advancement of technology? That when this machine stops, you cannot again repair it. This was my challenge. Can you answer? You have got so many advancements, the nuclear energy and everything. But why you cannot give life to the machine stock? Why?
There's no soul in it.
Huh?
There's no soul in it.
That is the fact we know. We know. That is bad. That's, my point is that the modern is very much proud of advanced technology. So where is that loss? And why people do not tax their brain to get this loss? Very important subject matter. But where is that knowledge? And why they do not try to do it? We get information from the Supreme Personality of Godhead that this jiva, the driver, not driver, the passenger. We are passenger. Driver is God and machine made by material energy, Maya. Janta Rulhani Maya. The similarity is there. The same motor car is manufactured by somebody. And the passenger is there and the driver is there. Similarly, this is a machine made by Maya. I am the passenger and God is the driver. Ishvara Sarvabhutana, this desha ordinary. Brahmayam, Brahmayam is driver. The passenger or the owner is asking Mr. Driver to go this way. So he is driving. Just like the same Arjuna is asking Krishna. Senaya Ruhar Madhe Ratasthapa Mehtri. Just between these two parties of soldier, please keep my chariot. The same thing, the chariot driver, he is the super soul. In this body, there are two souls. Ketrangam chapi manabhithi sarva ketresu bhāl. Yes, he is also Khetraka. Khetra is his body. And Khetraka, one knows this body. It's like I know. It is my finger. I never say I finger. It is my finger. So, similarly, the driver also can say, it is my car. And the proprietor also can say. So, two persons, one driver and one passenger, or the proprietor. And the body is machine. This condition is there. Why you do not try to understand this condition? Then what is your advancement? That is my challenge. Why you are so much proud of your advancement of God? What is this knowledge? Tell me, you are a young man. I am giving you this challenge. Either you admit that you are not advanced or not advanced. Why you set aside this difficult subject matter and become proud by making a small mistake that you are advanced? When is your advance? Bhagavad-ji, aapko ki technology hai. He is Mr. Bajaj-ji, proprietor of the Bajaj Electricity.
We know each other. Maharaj, in the context of the universe, the technological and scientific advancement is very, very insignificant. But as far as human beings are concerned, they feel that they have achieved greatness.
What? You cannot deny.
Because there is a change from the past. So they feel that there is a difference. At a very, very low level.
That is my point. That you are becoming so much proud of your technology. But what we have done.
It is very insignificant.
Yes, that is my point. Why you become falsely proud that you have done so advanced man, they don't care for thought, don't care for the original manufacturer. That is your problem.
The other day there was a doctor who had come from America for transplantation of kidney. and he had given a lecture in the road trip club. I was there. Now, they give so much importance to that person who is able to transplant kidney from one body to the other. But how about the whole human being or the universe which has been created by God? Now, this is just a very, very insignificant thing which is already there, which is just transplanted. But they feel so happy and proud. I mean, what you are
saying? That is my point. False difference.
False.
And Maharaj, are they able to increase the life by the single moment?
Because
they have achieved so much. Are they able to increase it by even a single moment?
No.
When they say breathing
is given there that you must breathe so many million times. Best. Finish. Just like you wind the watch,
yes.
It will run or go round. There's so many times. As soon as the finish, then stop.
Along the distance.
The energy is limited. So by the yogic process they increase because they stop breathing. Breathing is limited. Just like you have got bank balance, 200,000. If you don't spare, there is limit.
But you got to breathe.
No,
you cannot
no,
stop
breathing. Yogic process, you can stop breathing.
Stop breathing or lingering.
Stop breathing means you don't spare. He has got a limited breathing period. By yogi process, you stop breathing, but you remain. That is mystic yoga. So similarly, you can simply increase your life by not using the breathing process. That is prana. That is prana. So, but you cannot exceed the limit. That is not possible.
Maharaj, Atma pavitra hai, to uske upar avaran kyun aata
hai? Apan jaan le liya, aap jaisa bhi pavitra hai, kal aapko fever ho sakta hai. Aapka fault hai. Don't keep hygienic life. Kyun aapko fever aa jata hai? Boliye. Abhi to aap healthy hai. Phir kal 105 degree jar ho sakta hai. क्या होता है बोलिए यू इनफैक्ट दैट इज योर फॉल्ट आपका पवित्र है ठीक है टू लीव ऑर्डिनरीली हेल्दी लाइफ दैट इज बट यू टू ट्रांसलेट द हाइजीनिक प्रिंसिपल यू टू ट्रांसलेट द लॉ ऑफ नेचर यू मस्ट हैव सिमिलरली वी आर सफरिंग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड The covering is there because we wanted to translate the laws of God. Krishna Bhuliya Jeeva Bhogavan Chakar. When we forget our relationship with Krishna, that Krishna is the original master, and I am the servant, as soon as we forget this relationship, this is contact. Immediately. Everyone is trying to become another Krishna. This is struggle. Here in this material world, you find everyone is trying to become very, very big. Big leader, big politician, big businessman, big. But he is not big. But that is business. He is not big and he is trying to become.
Hereditary qualities that a person inherits. Is determined by these genes. So now they're thinking that if they can control the genes, they can create their own type of human being according to their own
genes. They can. That this nonsense speaking is going on throughout the history. But they'll never get it. That is it. we are trying, we shall do in future, these things are good. And these are stories. We don't believe in this nonsense. They'll never give. That is not possible. Therefore I challenge your technology. Where is that department? Do it. As well, do it. Suppose if a man is in business, he may say that I am trying to become a millionaire. But he cannot say that I am a millionaire. So the so-called scientist, yes, we are trying. If you are trying, that's all right. But when you become, then you call scientist. And there is no possibility. And because you are trying, you have to accept your science. There, recently, in California University, one professor came, he has gained the Nobel Prize, chemical evolution. They are trying to prove that life is generated by chemical evolution. So, in that meeting, I had my one student, his Dr. Sarup Dhamala. He is also a big chemist. So he knows, he talks with me, he has got the idea. He has written one book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. So he challenged that, suppose if I give you the chemicals, can you produce life? The answer, that I cannot say. Why he talks nonsense? He is theorizing that life is made of chemicals. But if you give the chemicals, why you cannot make life? When I was in South Africa, or is that Pretoria or something?
Yeah.
There were many factories for chicken feed. Chicken incubator. So one of the students that worked there, I said, suppose this is a chicken factory. So take one egg and analyze the chemicals. There is some white substance, yellow substance, this is covered with some cells. You can do it. And put that in the incubator and get a chicken white incubator. This has been good answer. Don't talk of big business. Like, make a chicken. And he's asking, cannot do that. And he's still letting talk big before. What do you think? Are they not asking? His last tells they're talking big before. Personal proof. Make one, make eight. Then talk of big brain. Make one egg. It is, everyone can see there is some white chemicals, there are some yellow chemicals, and it is covered. And to analyze and combine the chemicals in the same way, and put it in the incubator and get one chicken. What? Your technology is safe. Why the cannot? And when they cannot do it, why they talk so big, big words? Mislead others and mislead himself.
No, they feel so proud because
God's foolish.
Creation is so huge, vast and unfathomable.
That
they are able to unravel even a small part of it. It was not known to human beings beforehand. So they are so proud. They don't say that they can be...
Then it is not. It is not. It is not. Krishna says, Mama imam yujiyo. This life is my parampara. As soon as you study, what is this life? You understand Krishna. Quality. What is Krishna? So here is a hint that Krishna says, Mama imam yujiyo. So, it's a very small particle. That is also mentioned in the Sattva. Kesha Adrasa Dvadasa Sattva Dhaa Paritita Sattva. jiva bhaga savitya sa anantaya kalpata. The measurement of soul is given there in this heart. 1/10,000th part of the tip of the head. Everything is there. It is not matter. And that is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. Nāyaṁ sattva, akṣiddhayaṁ adādhyayaṁ, akṛdhya asasayvat. These spiritual spark cannot be cut into this akṣiddhayaṁ adādhyayaṁ. It cannot be burnt into the fire. No. So, but these rascals, they are seeing that the body is burnt into ashes. So everything is finished. And Krishna says, adarchayam. It cannot be burnt. So it remains. And that transpires. And that small particle, you have no eyes to see. You see, that's why it is transmigration. How nature's law is working so subtle way. Pratitekriyamanani vinikarmani sarva. By the ahankara vimura. I say that still not manufactured by me. Ahankara vimura. We don't want a great reference. Mura means rascal, ass. And being, vishesh, particularly, first class ass. Vimura. And that false cry, he thinks, ahankara vimura. Patka aham is in, I can't do anything by science, by peace, technology. Vimura. Great rascal. And these great rascals, they are leading the world, that's all. People are in darkness. They have become leaders. The so-called scientists and educationists and political leaders, all set of rascals. And they have become leaders. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana. They are blind and they are leading other blind men. So people are getting darkness. And the opportunity of this human life is by nature's way, the evolution process will get this human form of life. Bhunam janmanavarte. Manusha. Arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj says, Dullavam manusam janma. Such life, important life, they're wasting like cats and dogs. So this is education, this is advice. People are not given the opportunity to utilize this valuable life for understanding higher things. This is the life of this city. They are growing like cats and dogs and dying like cats and dogs. And tatha dehantara prapti. And according to his work, he has captured another body. That is nature's work. So in this life, I am a very big man. But my work, karmana daivane truna, by superior administration, I have captured a body of dog. Then what is the value of your being great now? Yes, that technology is unknown. Although it is stated there in Bhagavad. Everything is. Tatha dehantara prapti. So Krishna Dhamma says that you will get such and such body. Dehantara, you will have to change body. And some of the 8,400,000 different types of body. Suppose next time I become a tree. You just see, horrible position here, this tree. I am in this room, sitting so comfortably, and this tree is standing there. I can get that life. Karmana, by my work. So, this technology is unknown. And we are very much proud of that answer. body. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know. I've never given very serious thought or consideration. I've never given very serious thought or consideration.
These are not the subject matter for serious thought. Do you think? You are under the grip of the laws of material nature. Do you admit or not? Then, why you should be under the grip of material nature? And if there is way, why should you not pay? Mami was a purpose dante, maya me tanta.
यावन
अनादि से तो है, तो फिर आप इम्प्रूवमेंट करते हो लिया है ना
मस्तान तो
हाँ इस बात का ना जो अनादि से है ये तो चलता ही है तथा दे आंतर पार्टी सो व्हाई यू आर ट्राइंग टू गेट बेटर position. That should be done. That we may get better position. That's satsang. Satan prasanga. That's satsang. But he will know that word only. But if you don't take as far as it, then what is it?
Execution part is more important
than other satsang. Yes. Satsang means sub. Sub means sub means this is true and not contaminated. That is sub. Om tas sub. So, satsang means to associate with spiritual knowledge. That is sub.
And execution of this course?
Well, Sangha means execution. When you associate with medical association, sharebroker association, and simply go there and sit down is not your business. You have to do something. You have to do something. Satsang means that. Tadyosana asu abhavarkavartmane. Satsanga means you have to take the knowledge and use it for practical. That is all. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give this satsanga, opening centers all over the world. If people take advantage of it, they will benefit. But it is ahankara vimurasma. And then it is unfortunate. Mandaku mandla matayo, mandu hatya upadhuta. This is Kali Yuga. The leaders also do not associate with sat. And they create their own imagination. Sat, Om Tat Sat, Bhagavan is the Supreme Sat. So they do not care for Bhagavan. So there is no satsanga. Asatsanga. Satsanga chari koinu asate vilas. Tekarame lagila mor karma manda phas. I have given up satsanga and I am trying to enjoy asat. Asatuma sadgama, that is very Indian. But I do not care for satsanga. Satsanga chari. You have to take up something after giving up something. So our present position is satsanga chari koinu asate bila. I have given up satsanga. And I'm trying to enjoy in awesome. The result is I'm entangled in karma of the past. according to karma, I am changing my body, and today I have given me, and tomorrow I have a dog. And again from dog to another body, another, this is me.
Sadgama.
Sadgama means try to come to the transcendental platform, sub, and don't remain in this asap. Asap means which is temporary.
And in
tamasoma, don't remain. Don't remain in the darkness. Come to the light. And this is the basic injunction. But we don't take advantage of the instruction. We think that if I can make one temple from ordinary wooden plank, that is advantage. This is temple. This nice polished temple. It is a transformation of the crude wooden plank. So this in the crude wooden plank, it transforms into a nice table, we see a busy advance. What is the actual benefit? I can do without this table. But we have taken busy advance. Transforming the form of an element into another, as an element. The asati bilas, this is all. This is either in crude form or in transformed form. So I am taking credit because a crude wood has been turned into a table. So that is my vilas. So satsanga chari gaino asata vilas. Stand up, bound up. So I can become a very nice carpenter. Does it mean that I am self-realized? If you learn the art of turning crude wood to a table, nice table, you may get the credit of becoming a nice carpenter. But that does not mean they are self-realized. They are taking credit of this turning crude food into nice table, and they are thinking that our life is successful. Ladies. And the real technology that I am not this body, I have been put into this condition and I am transmigrating from one body to another. There is no for the temporary thing, flickering thing, like children. Children is very busy on the beach, making sand palaces. And he's very happy. So our position is like that. But we should be intelligent enough that there is our real life, permanent life, not this temporary life. This life is temporary, there is another life. Na annate annamaye sarire. This sarire is not. Avilashita tadvitti jena sarvam idam tapam. so many things. The Bhagavad Gita is full of information. But we don't take advantage. That's one person. And it is our country. This is Indian culture. We have given us. After we have asked some idea, Bhagavad Gita ka alochana ka. Gandhiji, we are supposed to be a great student of Bhagavad Gita, and the such a big asana came up there. Where is Bhagavad Gita alochana? Bully.
Bhagavad Gita is the way of life.
Yes.
And that is what has to be followed by those who believe in it.
And believe and not believe, that's another thing. But if you want to live worthy, then you have to study Bhagavad Gita. Believe just like somebody believes and not believes, they answer. And nature's force will go on. Young man thinks I remain young and cannot become old man. Okay, he may believe like that, but he has to become old. That is necessary.
Right.
So there is no question of believe or not believe. If you believe, then you have benefited. If you don't believe, you go to hell. It is not the question of belief. I was speaking at South Africa. In a university. So one gentleman asked me, he said, when I was explaining Satadhi Hamtram Prati, so he objected to why you bring Hindu belief. I don't know, that it is Hindu belief. It is said that Kaumana Jovana Jara, one boy is becoming young man. Is this for Hindu? It is not for the Muslim. And he said Hindu. Such a fool he said it is Hindu. Krishna is giving this example. Deja Nasinja Khadehe Kumara Jogunam. Kumara Jogunam Jara. Does it mean that Hindus only, from Kumara become Jubap and from Jubap to old man? And the Muslims, they do not. It is science. If you believe or not believe, if you don't take the path, then your life is missing. What is the question? 2 + 2 = 4. It is not Hindu calculation, Muslim calculation, or Christian calculation. You cannot say that according to a Muslim calculation, 2 + 2 = 5. 2 + 2 = 4, either for the Hindu or Muslim or Christian. So whatever is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, that is for understanding of the human society. Why do you think it is Hindu belief? It is Indian belief. It is science. That is our responsibility. That is science said accepting as kind of belief said. And that we are neglecting. And that is our responsibility.
We are victims of the British Empire.
Huh?
We are the victims of the British Empire who ruled
No, you are victims of yourself. Why? British is not here
the
now.
Ends of team.
British is not here now.
They are ends of team, sir. Philosophy. So what was there before British came?
This is
human
weakness, Sr. Prabhupada. Okay. You have been taught that Krishna, he had an ordinary person, maybe little more in knowledge. That you are taking that. Upamandu, the toad in the well, he informed all have sinned, but Atlantic also. He is thinking attraction, maybe his well is 3 feet, it may be 4 feet. All five, come on, can. These rascals are thinking like that. Abhijananti manamurha. But Krishna is more intelligent. How about 1 foot? 2 feet? Let us compromise 10 feet. Please. And Krishna says, Mastak Paradaram Nanna, I am the supreme. They won't believe. They are manufactured. Their ideas. Listen. Aham Mali Viliva. Don't believe that. And he says, they declare as student of Bhagavad Gita. They all believe the word of Krishna and they will say as student. This is it. This is our position. In India, everyone says that that Bhagavad Gita 300 times. But he does not know in the world. So this should be solved. If you want to advance that action, you take every word of Bhagavad Gita and try to apply in life, then everyone will be happy. That is a fact. The instruction is there. There is no difficulty to understand. There is no personal interpretation. Simply take it as it is and try to apply it in life in here. And your human life will be successful. Taktavi aham punar janmanai ji. And after this human form of life, we have passed through so many evolutionary processes. But if you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, no more. Janma tatma sadhikva means, jo janati taktata, taktavi aham punar janmanai ji, bhami. And that is it. If you simply study Krishna, then your life is
successful. Sahaj Bhav
Sahaj? Sahaj Bhav Sahaj? Sahaj Bhav? Yes, Sahaj, this is Sahaj. You are part and parcel of Krishna. Sahaja. Sahaja means you are born along with Krishna. Krishna is neither born, neither you are born. Sahaja, this word means sahaja, along with born. So you are part and parcel. That is, this finger is part and parcel of birth. When I was born, the finger was also born. It is sahaja. The finger was not separately born. When I was born, the finger. So similarly, so long God is there, I am also there. If God is eternal, I am also eternal. You understand this? Then why are you changing body? I don't know.
So why do you at all enter into this?
Huh? That I have already explained. You want to be a separate Krishna. That is your ambition.
Initial thing is
that. Yeah, that is initial. A servant, a big man servant, that is natural. If I would have become the master. So a servant, if he wants to become the master, then that will be. A servant remains a servant, he's happy. And as soon as he tries artificially to become the master, that is the beginning of Krishna. So, we are eternal servants of God. As soon as we start to become God, that is the beginning of ourselves.
Moksha.
वो जब इच्छा थी ना तो हम कैसे कृष्ण बस माया में फंस गया. कृष्ण भुलिया जी भगवान छतर है पासे से माया तारी जापोती अधर एक्शन एंड डिजाइन लाइक जी दर आई कैन बी डन गॉड सो इमीडिएटली देर इज माया देर इज. So when you are entangled in Maya, then there is question of mukti. The mukti means mukti hitya anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. This is mukti. Mukti means when you are acting differently. That is my condition. That is my bondage. And when I act according to my original position, that is mukti. So, everyone is acting here to become master. So, there is no question of mukti. As soon as you understand that my real position is as servant of God, so let me act as servant, then it is mukti. Hityavannatharupam. At the present moment, we are trying to act as master. So you give it that. Act as servant. And then you are Muslim. Therefore, a bhakta is mukta. Tagunan samati stoye taman brahma bhujaya tattu. Pancha bhavisarvi bhakti jyogina jase. Anyone who is engaged as bhakta, he is mukta. All as condition. So, if you become bhakta, if you surrender to Krishna, immediately Muslim. Instantly. Krishna says, Sabhadharman Paritajjaman Ekam Sana. Aham Pasaru Pahu. You are conditioned, you are bound up on account of a sinful activity. So, Krishna says, I give you relief from all the reaction of sinful activity. You surrender. So mukti means 1 second. You surrender. It takes 1 second. But that is very difficult. That requires many, many paths. Bhavanam janvanam ante jnanavan mahanga purpasa. After many, many paths of suffering, when it comes to the knowledge that I am servant of Krishna, when I am trying to become master, then in Gyanava. And then he surrenders. Vasudhi Gosarva. Tamahatma. That is Mahatma. It takes 1 second.
So, from word, if you can give us a full explanation of the word surrender. What is the meaning of surrender and how one should
surrender. This is surrender.
Of surrender.
That, first of all, why you surrender? Yes. You must know it perfectly well that Krishna is master and servant. Otherwise, there is no question of surrender. Then you have to believe that Krishna says, Amka sadhu pape from a question. So now I have surrendered. I have no more fear. Krishna is giving me protection. To believe on Krishna is all powerful. Krishna is my master. He is like a fakkar. He is talking nonsense. We have to believe that. This is us. If you think Krishna is another fucker like me, he's talking nonsense, then there is nonsense. That greed. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sraddha Sabde Vishwa Suliranishta. This is Sraddha. Sraddha is the beginning. And that Sraddha means when you firmly believe in Krishna, yes, he is giving protection. That is it. Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Parma Kuta. When you this day, firmly believe in the words of Krishna. And that is it. First of all, you have to check yourself whether you firmly believe in the words. Don't believe, there is no question of surrender. Then you remain where you are. This is firm belief. Krishna says that he will give me protection. So I let me surrender. I surrender to Maya. I have not become happy. So I surrender to Krishna. This is interview. You are not free. Then why you are declaring yourself as free? This is your disease. So intelligent means that I have no freedom actually. I am acting under the dictation of my senses, I am servant of my senses. So why not become servant of Krishna? This is it. Everyone is acting under senses, order of the senses. Kama dinan, sotidana, sotidana, palita. If I don't want to do it, something wrong, but my senses are dictating, so I like that. So I am servant of the senses. My position is twofold. Either I become this servant of the senses or I become servant of Krishna. My position is the same. Simply I have to change.
I would run away from the senses, master of the senses.
Yes.
I have been a servant of the senses.
Yes, servant. That is both servants. That is Sami, Goswami. Sami means when he is no longer servant of the senses, master. That is Sami.
How to come out the position?
That requires education, training. You have become a lawyer not in one day. You have been trained up. Then you are a lawyer. Similarly, everyone has to be trained up. How to become perfect servant. But he must say, reveal to the beginning that now I shall become servant of Krishna. Then everything is there. Ādau sajjāta to sādhu saṅgāta bhajanakriyā tato anartani krishyā tato jishthā tato ruchi tathā sakti tato bhāva. These are the different stages. Ādau sajjā. Yes, now Krishna says you surrender, I surrender. I believe. Firmly believe. Sraddha Sabde Vishwa Suliranishta. This Sraddha means when you firmly believe that Krishna will give me all protection if I surrender. And that is the beginning of Sraddha.
Faith.
Faith. Faith means firm faith. Faith does not mean. And anyway, Adho Sraddha. This Sraddha, if you increase this Sraddha, you have to associate with sadhu. And with sadhu. Padate vāmanannabhā, sadhu eva samantha. He is sadhu. It simply engages in Krishna studies. He is sadhu. Apikai sudurāsa. Even though you find there is some discrepancy in his character, because he is fully engaged in myself, he is sadhu. Sadhu deva samadhi. Sammak bhavasukha. If he has got other engagement, he is not sadhu. Anna vilasita sunnam. Other engagement zero. That is sadhu. The sadhu sangha. You have to associate with sadhu. was 10% engaged in Krishna sense. Tadat sattha tatam sattva sangha tatam bhajanatriya. If you mix with the sadhu, then you learn the activities. Sadhu marga anugamanam. The sadhus are rising early in the morning. They are attending Mangalatri. They are reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then dressing the deity and having arati and so on, so on, so on. This is called bhajanatriya. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Then on our turn with Krishna, then all these material activities will stop. Because if you are engaged in spiritual acquiring your time for material activities, for drinking wine and eating meat and going to the restaurant, then no time. These boys, although they are trained out from a child on how to eat meat, how to drink, but now they have no time. They never ask me, Tamiji, give me 1 rupee, I shall go to the cinema. Yeah? They have no time. Anartha means. All anartha. Finish. These are the stages. Then his life begins of the world. Tāsakti. Nishtha. Yes. I shall speak to this one. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Ruchi means text. Unless they have got text, why they should remember me? They are not coming from poor family. His father is a big lawyer, you know? Yes. Yes. So why he is living with me? He has got text. Ruchi. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha asakti. Asakti. Attack. Whenever I answer, get them. Asakti. Tato bhava. Oh, I have to tell you. I have to tell you. These are the defense. Sarvatanam, krama. These are the defense. Krama. Brahma means gradual evolution. So you have to take that. Gradual evolution. But it will be done. It will remain with the associate. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. There are giving this opportunity. Come here in our association and learn the art. I have seen in Bombay, the other day, I went to Jantugat, a part-time. He is, the gentleman is earning 2,000, and the wife is earning 700. But they are living in an apartment of this size. Within this, there is bedroom, and there is kitchen, there is toilet, and everything is there. And if we say, people, please come here, take a room like this, and chant Hare Krishna, they will not. They will prepare to live in that teeny apartment. Am I right or not? Manda bhagya. Mallat manda matayu manda bhagya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared, Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kuno bhagyavan ji. Just rotting or rotating within this universe, in different species of life. But if by chance he becomes fortunate, then take to Krishna. Ayudhve brahmanda bhavite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti rata dhuj.
Many
are the problems. Nah, all living entities are rotting in this world. But if some of them, or one of them, becomes very fortunate, then by the grace of Guru and Krishna, he gets this line of devotional service, which is for the most fortunate person, not ordinary.
What's the difference between grace and mercy?
Grace means he is willing to give you mercy. And mercy means he will ask for mercy. Kripasiddha. Sadhan Siddha and Kripasiddha. We are trying to earn 1 lakh of rupees. That is sadhan. But somebody is gracious, he can be attacked and that is done. What are? That is this. That is kripa. You are ambitious for 1 lakh of rupees or somebody gracious, the other. There are many persons. So that is this. Harder is yours by your hard labor. That is sadhana. Similarly, by association, by sadhan bhakti, you attain perfection, and by grace also you can attain perfection. Two ways. So, those are kripasis, there are more persons. सब चीज है और हमारा एक भारतीय है ये भारतीय कल्चर सा छोड़िए नहीं इसमें कुछ लाभ नहीं नुकसानी है ये सर अच्छी तरह से सोच लीजिए और प्लीज इस भगवत गीता पीपल विल बी वेरी गुड डोंट मेक अननेसेसरी इंटरप्रिटेशन मिसगाइड अदर्स and spoil your own life. That is very unfortunate. But it is difficult to accept Bhagavad Gita. It is not easy. And unfortunately, we interpret things differently and take it. So, our little attempt is to spread Bhagavad Gita is this. Whatever is mainly, it is being accepted in the Western country, not by all. But the people in general now, the feeling the weight, they are now begun opposing.
Change new life.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Very vigorous in America.
And that's a good sign.
Yes. If you have victory. And there is opposition. And that is our victory. In spite of opposition, we are selling our books. Large fund. What is it? One way it says that?
In one way.
18 lakhs or something.
The books, total of books were 7 lakhs books. One week.
In one week. $100,000.
More than 7 lakhs?
But mostly they are in America, also in large number in Japan?
No, America. And opposition is also in America. Like Europe, America, they are taking.
Opposition is
from the nation.
Because
you are promoting
their churches
and churches. Now, there is a first thing is that my students are advised. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication up to the point of smoking cigarettes and drinking tea and no gas. But this is your life. How they can give up? That is, it is a shock. Therefore they say brainwashed. How a gentleman can give up all these things? Many, not many, two of my students, they left. They said that Tamiji is denying the primary necessities of it. They left. They could not tolerate. So, I do not make any compromise. That if you want to become my student, you have to give up. So, the responsible parents, they are appreciating that my son is now purified. But some of them, they are...
They feel that you are kidnapping their
children. Huh?
Some of them feel that you are kidnapping
them. Therefore, they are kidnapped. And he, his father and mother came in Calcutta. His mother... Please return. Take your son. Return. Take your son. Then he was asked and he was silent. The mother began to cry. So I promise that I shall send your son. So, Dharma, his father and mother came. And many father and mother come to give me thanks. And it is great fortune of our country that you have come.
Similar instance about the man Swami also, 30 verse, who is all held up.
Perhaps.
It's not a man Swami. Mother
Bhagavan. Our mother said, in the beginning she opposed.
Every company.
Yes, she is happy now.
She wants to
release
the tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
She is
going to Kumbh Mela tomorrow. Yes. 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 So our moment is changed. Now it is up to you to help this moment. If there is no compassion. Come. Saivan maya siddham yuga pratam purat. As Krishna said 5,000 years ago, yuga pratam purat. So we are also present in that purat. This philosophy is not new. Purat. So we have nothing to tax our brain to manufacture something new. So people give me credit, Swamiji, you have done wonderful, wonderful. I do not know magic. But I am presenting Purasam. That's all. No other. If there is any credit, the credit is this. Yoga Prakta Purasam.
Puratan
means Shashwat. Puratan means Shashwat. Nitya Shashwatam Puratan. So, his son is Puratan. His son is Puratan, but the sign is the same. And similarly, if we present the Puratan as Yoga, then it is repetitive. Can you repeat?
So, I wanted to know the importance of
This is the assembly of great saintly persons.
But if three people go here, is it good?
Is it not good? So many saintly persons have come. The atmosphere is so nice.
So many people are too late. Yes.
Not only not people, but saintly persons.
Oh, saintly
persons. Yes. They have actually executed bhajan sadhana. Brahmaiti Paramatma, maybe somebody is Brahmavadi, somebody is Paramatmavadi, somebody is bhaktas. But they are transcendental. They are not materialistic persons. So you get their association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sadhyatapo, sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha is essential. That is our civilization. Sadhu sangha.
So many people, so many people come with one wish and the whole atmosphere is charged there.
Yeah. Spiritual. Sadhu sangha does good effect over.
Sadhu sangha of course is very important. They seem to take a dip in Ganges at that during this period. Has that got any particular significance apart from sadhu sangha?
Yes. There is. At least your faith is increased. With faith you get the faith. Faith cures. And Ganges herself is still fine.
No, is it special significance during this period?
Yes.
That is all the time.
That is the significance is sadhu sangha purification. Our basic principle is whatever is enjoined in the Vedas, we should accept it without any argument. That is basic. There is an example we give generally, just like Shankha. Shankha is the bone of an animal. So according to basic system, you touch the bone of an animal, dead body animal. Then you have to take bath immediately. But the Shankha is pure. That you cannot argue that it is the bone of an animal, you say one place, that bone of an animal is impure, you have to take bath, you have to touch it, and this Shankha is in the deity working. It's contradictory. But because it is stated in the Vedas, you have to touch it. This is very unique. You cannot argue. There is no question of arguing. Like a cow dung. It is true of an animal. Even if you touch my own stool, I take bath. But cow dung, it is said it is pure. If there is anywhere impure, you smear the cow dung into you. Then you can argue. It is true of an animal, how it becomes pure. These arguments. The basic knowledge means don't touch. You have to accept. Hasinta Khaluji Bhava Natasatkina Yuga. Things, there are many things which is beyond your perception. So you have to accept the basic injunction and then you are right. So, if the basic injunction is in certain such moment you take a bath in the Ganges, you become purified. Take it. There is no question of argument. That is faith. But faith must be there. Vido punishita dharma. Dharmasya sākṣāt bhagavatam. Everything is there. Can you find out this verse? six kinds. Huh?
I know the verse.
Six kinds of five. Veda Puninga. Jamaraj is instruction. Samadutas explain very dharma. Veda Puninga.
वेदो नारायणः साक्षात् स्वयं भूरिति शुषुमः. Yamadutas replied, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraja.
Yes, that we have heard. See the others. If you have heard from the authority, then that is enough. If you have manifested, then not. It is useful. In fact, Arjuna also speaking in Krishna, it is useful. And Sukadeva Goswami, he said it like that. He also, it is useful. This is all. To hear and receive the knowledge from higher. In the ordinary way also, the students go to the college, they hear from the professor. That is knowledge. It does not go to a panwala to hear. One is authorized professor who hears from me. Similarly, we have to get knowledge from the authority. The Supreme Authority is Krishna. So he has found him. Then it is knowledge. Otherwise, tadat jnanam yad annatha. What is that? Tad annatha.
It is jnanam is proktam.
It is proktam. Yad annatha agyan. Besides this, annatha, that is all agyan. So we can take perfect knowledge from Krishna. There is nothing there. That will deny. What shall I take? That is our disease. The same thing. I am also Krishna. I can also speak like Krishna. Aṅkāra bhimudātā, not only aham. Aham is good. Aṅ brahmāsmi, that is good. But aṅkāra bhimudātā, when it becomes restless, by false aṅkāra, then it is dangerous. It is dangerous. And that is why these dangerous leaders, by aṅkāra, spoiling the whole atmosphere. That is it. Our preaching is, we say that here is Krishna speaking. He says, Manmana bhava madhakta madhyajina man namaskaro. So you simply think of Krishna. And you chant his name and go to the temple, offer your obeisances, and if you can, offer something for the puja. That's our mission completed. Why is it in this? There is no difference. The words are there. put student there. Matrasa comes. My head, matrasa. Yes,
sir.
Boy, we are. Yes, sir. भगवान होना आजकल तो बड़ा सवाल हो
विशेष
ओंकार मुड़ा कत्ता हूँ ट्राई कर दो उससे टाइम चार लोग सब तो साथ पास ही जाएंगे हम थोड़ा स्नान कर
वर्धा में तो जो चर्चा हुआ था वो सब किताब उसके बन रही वो तो
बताया ना प्रसाद पास ही जाएंगे
ऐसे वी कैन शो
Yes.
You can show the book movie. I don't think anyone here has seen it.
Yes.
The house. You didn't see that. Okay, I'll just get it. Very short movie.
It's really good.
Very inspiring.
There were some subjects that I have one of you.
हम तो चाहते थे जो है भगवत जी का चर्चा ठीक से पार्ट ऑफ भगवत जी का शरण जाते कृष्ण जय कृष्ण आप लोग अगर चाहते हैं तो वो सब जगह अच्छी तरह से भगवत प्रसन्न गीता की चर्चा हो जाए
महाराज जी वो जो मीटिंग रखी थी बधन उसमें भगवत गीता के विषय की चर्चा को नहीं रखा था जान बुझ के नहीं क्योंकि वो तो आप सब लोग हैं इतने हाई लेवल पे कर रहे हैं उसकी चर्चा करने में तो वो एक बहुत महत्व का लेकिन बहुत बड़ा विषय है हम चाहते ये थे कि जो बड़े बड़े ऐसे व्यक्ति हैं जो इस काम को करते हैं उन सब लोगों को कम से कम साथ में ला के बैठे और आपस में एक दूसरे को पहचाने एक दूसरे के काम को पहचाने और उस तरह से वो काम को आगे किस तरह से गति में पर्पस तो सबका एक ही है भागवत धर्म
नहीं एक नहीं
पर्पस तो एक ही है तरीके अलग हो सकते
हैं पर्पस ही अलग यही तो बात
जो गीता का प्रचार करते हैं या चाहते हैं कि लोग गीता का गीता की बात को माने और उस पे चले
तो गीता का बात तो यही है कि भगवान खुद कह रहे हैं सब धर्मान परिस्थ तो कौन कृष्ण भक्त होता है तो पर्पस अलग है बिल्कुल अलग यू टेक भगवदगीता 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 से दिस इज मन मना भगवत भक्त मध्याग स्वरूप सर्वधर्मी दुष्कृति नड़ात्मा नमान प्रवर्तन से मूढ़ा दुष्कृति नाधवान दुष्कृति नाधवाइजिंग्रुप दुष्कृति न मूढ़ा नाधवा
रामकृष्ण मिशन
कोई भी गए रामकृष्ण
गोरखपुर वाले हैं
तो वो तो अपना अपना सब मत सब कर सकते हैं बट वाई डू टेक भगवत गीता See, you are free to do whatever that. That freedom is given, prescribed him. This is how our Prabhupada does it. That he has got. But when he speaks of Bhagavad Gita, then he speaks what Krishna wants.
You should take Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Exactly.
You explain it but not interpret it.
But there is no need of it.
You can explain it in the language which people can understand.
Explanation also not very much required. Because the explanation is already there. And we are not so intelligent that we can explain. But we take it, the words of the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna says, Navana Duskidana Murha Prabhupada Narada. If we see that one is not surrendered to Krishna, he comes to this group, Duskidana Narada Navana. And Murha. Yes. This is our country. We are fools and that's it. Take the words of he cannot surrender to Krishna on account of Duskriti. Krishna means he is doing something meritorious, but for bad purpose. Duskriti. He is taxing his brain to do something, but against the will of God. That is called Duskriti. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to surrender to Krishna and God. But if you are deviating that to become atheist, Naradhama, then what is Bhagavad Gita? You preach Bhagavad Gita as it is. So they take the Bhagavad Gita for serving that purpose. If somebody was telling me that Dr. Radhakrishna said that if you take Bhagavad Gita as Krishna is God, something like that. That is denying that Krishna is God. This is Bhagavad Gita Krishna. God is speaking himself, Bhagavan was. So Krishna was an angel, but the Bhagavan was. All these are very, very leaders of the कृष्ण का कल भगवान बोलता है तो ठीक बीइंग स्कॉलर उसका हम बोलने नहीं पड़ा स्कॉलर बोला ये सब वैसे हु कैन बी बेटर स्कॉलर देन वैसे विद्वान जिस गवर्नमेंट जिसका this is a bad. All that I have to accept. Sattva, Vidyan, Chakri, Sattva, Sanghita. So, bad day Nikla, Bhagavan was. Tam Bhagavan ka baat nahi hai, ya koi interpretation karte hai, unsent bakela usta baat hai. Boliye. Stop saying percent. They are speaking something which is not the purpose of it. And that is not good. You can speak whatever you like about that divine.
Is it Prabhupada just to satisfy the ego that we are doing this
way?
Just to satisfy their own ego?
Some reason Lanna Vilasa. He has got other purpose. Not the purpose of preaching the word. That is called Vannadiya. The people are infested with Vannadiya, everyone. Therefore he is living this material life. That should be zero. Vannadiya asita sunnam. That you have to make. That is Sarvadharma one purpose. If you have got other purpose that is in yourself, then you never understand Bhagavad Gita. So this is hope. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhutam anukullena krishnana silanam bhakti yuktama. And Krishna says, bhaktya bhava vijanati. You cannot understand Krishna without bhakti. And this is bhakti. Anna vilasita sundam. So they are not full of anna vilasita. Gyan karma. So they are not bhaktas. They cannot understand Krishna. They are talking nonsense. This is because they are not bhaktas, only jnani, yogi. There was some purpose. For me, it's flatly that we want this in jnana. Jnani, he said superficially that Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. The Jagat is Mithya. So we don't want this Jagat. But I want Mukti to become one with the Supreme. That is also Navyas. He doesn't know it. He's thinking that I'm better than these Kormis. The Kormis have got on Navyas. So I have rejected that. Brahma Sattva, I have taken to Brahma. But that is also Navyas. Because he wants to become one with the Brahma. Subtle. And yogis, they also want mystic power. So magic. So he also Nagilas. So they are none of the fit to understand Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is understood by him, who is Anyarilasita Sunnam. But none of these Padmi Jnani Yogi, they are on Nagilasita Sunnam, they are on Nagilasita Purnam. They cannot understand. It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna said, you are my very confidential friend, I am talking to you. You must confidence that part of knowledge. Give up all this nonsense, is simply surrender. This is confidential. And this is open to you because you are my very intimate. It is not to be disclosed. Others will not understand. And I will not understand. Sarva Guhyatamam.
Sarva Guhyatamam Guhya. Srinumai
Paramam. Paramam Vata. Param is supreme in his passion. Why?
He's still saying that
I know you are my sincere devotee and friend.
Tato-bhakshami.
Tevitam. This is the confirmation. Annavilasatasana. Jnana-parmala. Anukullena Krishna-rasana. You simply act favorably to Krishna. Then yes, it's a fact. Because he understood that I satisfy Krishna, not my wings. I was thinking on my whims that they are my family members, how shall I fight while you are putting me this proposal, so on. That's what is that last? Find out. That Kalishri Vatanam Tama. There we find.
Oh.
Agree? Yes? In the beginning, he is angry. rasto moha sutillabhya tat prasadat parisudana parisevatam hai rasto moha. After so much in the structure, if his moho is not dissipated, then what do you do? He says, nasto moho. Good enough, right?
What's the first one?
Nasto. Why don't you mind? Give him. Why don't you hear to present?
That's the Maharaj Mikhail.
Ah.
That's the Maharaj Mikhail to have. Bhaktisad and Mayachita. Sitosmi Gata Sandeha, Rishke Bachanan Sala.
Sitosmi Gata Sandeha. Very serious. This is the others. Now I am Krishna. He told me, all doubts come. This is real study. And provision. Very serious. All. I can kill this. Come on. He's my example. No Krishna, no one has. He shall come in power. This is the point. It was not so more. It was my more. I was thinking in that way. That is my grandfather, it is my brother, it is my nephew. These are not so. I have to satisfy you. But it's a personal trouble. That is, Anukulina Krishna Anushidana. Bhakti means to act, to satisfy to Krishna. That is all. Without any argument. What Krishna says, that's all. Unconditional. That is surrender. If you read Bhagavad Gita in that way, then Sitosmi. Then Sitapragna. And if you make Takshat, Arjuna said, Sarvametam Litam Manne, that's what the Sikh says. He said, oh, whatever you have said, I touch it. Go back. That is. No kaksha. I request Bajaji, you are yourself, your wife and your sister, and our Sivananaji, very intelligent. You take this Bhagavad Gita teaching seriously. But not Karthar.
You are not interested
in Bhagavad Gita. Huh? Anything. No cuts. Tabamitam vitam. What is that part?
Tabamitam vitam manyayan mam bhadasi
peshabha. What about your thing? Just mam bhadasi kyusam. I accept. No cuts. No mutilation. Then?
Sahite bhagavan yaktin.
Your personality is not understood even by the demigods. What to speak of ordinary man? Then? For the deva, the demigods don't know what to speak of the demons, Dhanavas. Then? Next verse.
Swayamiva
Vanatmanam, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitra. So, Sarvam Itam Itam, if we accept Sarvam Itam Itam as it is, then we get it. And if we do not accept it that way, then it is lost. Chakali na mohata yoganastapam. Then it is being spoiled. And what benefit you get is spoiled. As soon as you interpret this point. Immediate this point. So, what benefit will be derived from this spoiled thing? And that is being done. Don't believe in Krishna, don't believe in the words of Krishna, and if I am preaching Bhagavad Gita, that is beneficial. It is spoiled. So, if you distribute some spoiled food, it will spoil, it will increase food work. That is why. Instead of taking benefit from a first class food, if you will distribute this spoil, then there will be food work. That is being done. In India, every home knows Bhagavad Gita. And because it is spoiled now, they are food poisoning. They deny the existence of God. God is speaking, Bhagavan Uvasa. And they are now, they are not believing the existence of God. God, what is God? Science. If we speak of God, then we are primitive. And after that, I am God. You are God. This is after that. And if we say, God is Krishna, you are the same, you are the same. This is primitive. And this Americans, after they are up to that, they have accepted my word. I presented that Krishna is God. They have accepted. This is their policy.
Supreme God. Supreme Lord.
Yes. I have told them that Krishna is the Supreme God. And they have accepted. This is my magic and this is you ask them if I did any magic.
This is a magic itself.
Yes, you know. This is magic. But I never created any gold or some other. But I got a good note, I have to do. Although there is no scarcity of gold in my pocket. I started this business with 40. I love to take on. Thank you. I get the prasad. He saw, sorry. Phil, you are going to stop?
Sorry, that's just the projector, so I don't know when it's coming. Why?